Greetings all, and welcome to Radio Skywriter. I'm Pat Murray, your host. Radio Skywriter is brought to you by the Durham Skywriter, that is Durham, North Carolina's online community paper, which you can actually read right now if you wish, if you go to durhamskywriter.com. Now, if you'd like to be a guest here on Radio Skywriter, or if you want to be interviewed for the Durham Skywriter online paper, or if you want to appear on TV Skywriter, which airs online right after this show, or if you want to advertise in the Skywriter, just give me a call, 919-809-9682. You can send email to durhamskywriter@yahoo.com or gmail.com. Okay, now, today we're going to talk about what happens to be my favorite sport, which is baseball. We have Pat James. She's the president of a long ball baseball program. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. I met you, what was it, a few years, at least what,
three years ago?
Yeah, and I thought it was really cool because Durham Parks and Recreation had tried to do a teen baseball program. Mm-hmm. It didn't quite work out the way they wanted, and then you came along, and it looks like you found the right key.
Yeah, we took over when Durham Parks and Rec canceled in 2009.
Okay.
So at the time, I was an assistant coach, and then they was like, we're closing the doors, so you want to take over? Absolutely.
You didn't even hesitate?
No, my son was playing. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
So this will be our fifth year.
Okay. So how do you operate? Did you have like a sponsorship of like the Durham Bulls or somebody?
Minor league charities, they were doing the grand opening of the reopening of the DAP in 2009. And I went and introduced myself to Pat O'Connor, who's the president and CEO.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I told him what happened. He said, okay, we'll fund it. You get the players and you run it, we'll fund it. And
they
funded it for the last 3 years. So now we're a nonprofit called Durham Triple Play Dash Long Ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because they still let us use the name.
So the young people who play on these teams, and you have, at least
120.
Eight teams?
Eight teams.
Okay. So what's the age range?
13 to 18 year olds.
13 to 18. Yeah. So it's basically starting high school.
Middle school.
Oh, yeah, because you can be 13 in eighth grade, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so middle school through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are these the players who are just playing for fun, or are these the players who are looking forward to playing college ball?
These are kind of a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the ones that are playing in school, and because of the grades, they couldn't play. So in the summer, we kind of work on their grades, help them understand the importance of education.
And
then we have college coaches giving free clinics, which is a real good that helps the kids a lot.
When you say clinics, you mean in terms of like batting skills?
Batting, running, fielding.
So in a way, you actually want to lose your players, it sounds like. I mean, if they're not playing high school ball because of their grades, it sounds like you win when they leave.
Right.
And go on to play high school ball.
Right.
That sounds kind of not backwards, but different.
No,
but that's good, though.
Right. We want them to, because a lot of, it's only 1% of minorities in baseball. And in order to get that number, that's all.
Wait, so, that does not include the Latino players.
You it's mean, 10% of minorities, 1%
of African-Americans.
That's all. That's all.
I guess they went on to football and basketball.
Football and basketball.
And chess.
Because there's nowhere for them to build up their skills. And now our program comes along. Now they have somewhere they can build up their skills.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you this, since you just said that. Are there some players who have not played baseball before who get involved in the long ball program?
Yes, there are.
Oh.
Yes, they are. Quite a few this year.
So you have a mix of, and these are all boys, no
all
girls,
boys.
Right?
All boys.
Or young men, I should say.
Yes.
So you have a mix of boys who have not played baseball and then those who really want to play baseball in high school and working to improve their grades.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, I guess, the older ones, 18-year-olds. I guess if they're really good, they're looking forward
to college,
I guess. Now, have any of your boys gone on to play in college ball?
Yes, we've had three or four that's gone on.
Okay. Yeah. Have you had scouts show up? And
we had a scout from Burlington, the Royals, Kansas City Royals. He came and did two clinics.
Okay.
And then invited us to Burlington, and we went up there and did a clinic at their facility.
Wow.
So,
do you mean that all 100 plus young
men? No, we normally, when the scouts come, we kind of keep it like the 16 to 18 year olds.
Oh, that makes sense. Right, of course. Because they want to see the ones
potential.
That are the furthest along.
Right.
Okay. So how do you market long ball, and how do the young people hear about your program?
Well, I go and send out emails to all the inner city middle and high schools. Mm-hmm. I reach out to the schools and the principals. Mm-hmm. And because we've done it for 4 years, they all...
Oh, you have a name now.
Yeah, we have a name now.
Okay.
So, and then we have a website, longballdurham.com.
Okay, let me write that down. Longballdurham.com. Okay, so you can learn about that. And you play at a really, really cool ballpark. I can't imagine... It must be really wonderful to play at historic Durham Athletic Park.
Yes.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful facility.
And they spent millions fixing it up a few years ago.
Millions.
So the seats are nice. The sight lines are good. I don't know. Do you sell concessions there?
Oh, yes. We have full concessions.
Okay, you got the concessions and the excitement. The games are free to attend.
Free.
And is it, we're not really supposed to discuss price, but I do have to ask if the young men have to pay to play.
No, our program is free.
Wow.
Our program is free.
Okay, because they wear nice little uniforms.
Minor league charities, thanks. They provide the uniform.
Great. So you reach out in middle and high school, mm-hmm. and then... I assume they're, because opening day is this coming Tuesday, that they've already all signed up.
Yes.
And the parents have to sign on.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then...
practicing and getting ready for opening day.
So have they started practicing?
Oh,
did they
yes.
practice before the league starts?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We had trials in May. Mm-hmm. No, in April. Mm-hmm. And... we got all our players and the teams, and now the kids, they are so excited. I'm trying to determine who's more excited, the coaches or the players.
Well, who are the coaches, by the way?
I have 22 male coaches, some of them high school coaches and middle school coaches.
22?
22 male and 2 female coaches this year.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about it. And it's 11 staff members that oversee the program, including myself.
Okay. I'd like for you to throw some shout-outs and give us their names, because I assume they're volunteer, right?
Yes, they are.
So they deserve some accolades. If you have their names, I don't know if you have them all.
I know them all, but I have to.
Well, you don't want to leave anybody out.
Right,
second half of the show,
right,
you'll
get
your
it.
List out, and then we can give them the proper props, as it were. But I do want to know what they do. I've heard of a batting coach and a pitching coach. So what do the other coaches do?
Well, each team has 3 coaches because I want 2 on the bases and 1 keeping score.
Okay.
So that's mandatory. All teams have to have. Mm-hmm. So they all have their special quirks. Like some do batting, some do running.
Okay.
Some take the kids that's never played off to the side and try to teach them the proper mechanics. Mm-hmm. So all of them kind of have their roles.
Okay. So... am I thinking of the wrong term? Who runs the team? Is it the manager or the coach?
The way my program works is I want all the coaches on the same level. So there's no head coach,
of
them need to be able to step in and take over at any given time.
Okay.
And that's why I try to have all of you all are coaches. That's it.
Wow. So, now, how do they learn the game if they don't already know?
Most of them play. Most of them play.
Okay. Are they parents or do they work with the schools or?
Actually, quite a few of my coaches' kids aren't even old enough to be in the program yet.
Oh.
So that makes them really awesome.
Wow.
And then the other coaches, they heard about the program, asked could they be a part of it. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's great. I know that you said earlier in the show that many of these young people are trying to get their grades up. So how do you work toward that goal?
The main thing was helping them understand that because of their talent, that's not going to get you on that field. Mm-hmm. You have to have grades this day and time. Because a lot of them thought, well, if I can play that good, then I can automatically be on a team. And now they understand, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. And then we partner with Duke. They Duke partnerships where they tutor the kids. They can come Duke's campus on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they do tutoring.
That's great.
We're trying to tap into it. We find resources like Lyon Park Community Center. They have tutoring on Saturday mornings.
Oh,
so we let people know about all these opportunities out there.
Since we're here right on the campus of NCCU, I would hope that somebody who's involved with North Carolina Central University would give you a call and express an interest in helping you tutor, because these are our kids.
So. That's right.
So if they wanted to do that, how would they get in contact with you?
919-236-3101.
And in case you're scrambling for their pens, give us that number again.
919-236-3101.
I'm glad that we're doing this, because sometimes we do tend to leave our kids to other people we should step forward, you know.
Really.
Even if we're not getting paid.
That's right.
It's very important for, I'm saying us, not saying who us means, but I guess you can kind of infer what I'm talking about. That's very important for those of us who, even if we don't have kids, to still step forward and help the others who need to catch on a little better with school. Even if they don't plan to be, you know, baseball players.
That's right.
I mean, I think it's important to get good grades no matter what you do.
That's right.
Because the competition out there is getting fiercer all the time. And they like to see kids that are trying.
Mm-hmm.
They like to see kids that are improving.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's very important for kids to be involved in extracurricular.
Absolutely.
So that's baseball and tutoring and whatever.
That's correct.
So, okay, so we are talking about long ball. That's the program here in Durham for young men ages 13 to 18. They've already all signed on, so I guess
we're still accepting.
You're still accepting?
We're still accepting.
Awesome. Okay.
We're still accepting.
So you can call Pat James at 919-236-3101 for information if you want to sign up your young person. There's no cost, which I think is great. But I assume that the parent has to be involved in getting their child from the games and practice.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Okay, folks, stay tuned for part two of Radio Sky Rider. I'm Pat Murray, your host, and we'll be right back.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man! Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way! That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination, soul getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is 90.7 FM WNCU.
Okay, we're back. This is part two of Radio Sky Rider. Pat Murray, your host. Let me give you my contact info in case you'd like to be a guest on Radio Sky Rider or be interviewed for the Durham Sky Rider or appear on TV Sky Rider. Just give me a call, 919-809-9682. Send email to durhamskywriter@yahoo.com. Okay, let's see what is happening this week. Tomorrow being Monday, attorneys from the North Carolina Central University School of Law will be giving a free seminar called Nonprofit Governance and Management. Again, it's free. So if you run a nonprofit, you might want to check this out. It's going to be held Monday from 6 until 7:30 p.m. in the School of Law building. The official address is 640 Nelson Street. And if you want to, make a phone call, ask a question, 919-530-6601. Also tomorrow, Monday from 10 until noon, there's going to be a tour of the historic Fitzgerald Family Cemetery. I believe it's a part of the Maplewood Cemetery. So that's in the Fitzgerald family. There was a very famous African-American brick company manufacturer. Also, that's Pauli Murray's family. So if you're interested in that, you can park at the First Calvary Baptist Church. That's at Kent Street and Moorhead Avenue. Again, this is free. It's tomorrow from 10 until noon. And if you have any questions, you can call 919-668-6511. Now, on Wednesday is the Durham Wednesday Farmers Market in Durham Central Park on Foster Street, and that is from 3:30 to 6:30. It's a lot easier to find parking on Wednesdays, and it's not always the same farmer, so you can find some really good deals and delicious pastries with French names. Okay, and on Thursday, there's going to be a sheriff's office property auction. And I'm guessing that means real estate or houses. I'm not sure, but it sounds really interesting. It's going to be at 9:45 a.m. It's going to take place at the sheriff's training facility. That's at Redwood and Electra Roads. If you, like me, do not know exactly what that is, you can give a call and find out. 919-560-0897. On Saturday is the Durham Farmers Market from 8 until noon at Durham Central Park on Foster Street. Across the street from them is the Durham Craft Market. Then there's the South Durham Farmers Market, also 8 until noon, at Highway 55 and Sedwick. Also on Saturday is the Beaver Queen Pageant. That's a fun event in Duke Park on Acadia Street. Pre-show activities 4 until 5, and then the pageant itself starts at 5 p.m., and the reason the Beaver Queen Pageant is being held every year is to call attention to Ellerby Creek and its upkeep. Okay, we're talking with Pat James. She's from the Long Ball Durham program. It's a baseball program for young men ages 13 to 18. Academics, baseball, and community. I like that. Yeah. Now, I want to ask you about community, but first, I just thought it would be really nice since everyone's a volunteer, mm-hmm. and it's a free program, yes. that we show our appreciation by naming the coaches and the sponsors.
All right, the coaches are Tony Leak, Malcolm Green, DeJuan Tillman, Frank Jacobs Jr., Marcus Westfall, Coach Hall, Clarence Robinson, Michael Rouse, Jamal Williams, Anna
Velasquez.
That's it. Antonio Gibson, T.T. Jackson, Rob Singletary, Lathan Nobles II, Amp and Kenny McLean, Joseph Day IV, Harlan Crenshaw, and Coach Garnell Chavis. Awesome
right.
coaches.
All right. Yay. And then you have a couple of sponsors you want to.
And Hendrick Auto Mall, Durham Parks and Recs, Cabot Creamery Co-op, Duke Baseball, and Duke Durham Partnership.
Yay.
Many thanks.
Okay. Now, like it says on your little flyer there, it says academics, baseball, and community. And I'm wondering where the community fits in. Do they do some kind of community service, your young baseball players?
We host a clinic. Our older players, where our players host a clinic for the younger players for the Durham Bulls Youth Athletic. So they go out and teach them base running, hitting, and kind of mentoring. And then we
I think that's cute. Yeah. Because that's Herb Sellers' program.
That's Herb Sellers' program, right.
And that's the Durham Bulls Youth Athletic League. And they're really, really little.
Age five.
Five to 12.
Yep.
So I know they look up to your boys.
Yes, they do.
And they probably, and actually your boys probably feel like, kind of like big shots.
Right? Yeah, they do.
That's okay. That's good. So they work as mentors.
And mentor and teach them basics. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And let them know that we're the next level. So they're really excited about that.
Oh, I like that.
And we even have T-shirts that we give them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen it yet? Well, you've been doing this for 5 years. Do you have the little guys coming from the Durham Bulls Youth Athletically directly?
Directly to us.
Nice.
Directly to us. We're the filter team.
Okay.
So that was the reason we came about, because they did to 12. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we'll do 13 to 18-year-olds.
Nice.
I was like, why y'all don't do 12? I'm like, because he has 12. We do 13 to 18-year-olds.
Right. Well, it's good because you're not really competing.
We're not competing, right. We're just the next step.
I like to see people working together.
Together, right. Yeah. We don't believe in reinventing the wheel.
Right. Now, I also saw in your brochure where I guess your players and your coaches got together to fix up the baseball field at two schools.
Uh-huh. Rogers Hare, and then we did Shepherd Middle School.
That's nice. So what did you all do?
We went out there with shovels and dirt, and we cleaned up the field.
Wow.
Took all day.
Really?
All day.
So.
But it was worth it.
Were they not playing baseball?
No, their season was over.
Okay, so you were getting them ready for next year?
We was fixing it so we could use it, because if someone's playing on it, keeps it up better. So we would cut the grass, and we played over the summer. Mm-hmm. Then when they came back, then they went on to play.
Okay. But I'm sure the little guys really look up to your guys, because they're playing at the Durham Athletic Park.
Yes.
Are they aware of the history? Do they know that that's where the Durham Bulls used to play?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They know.
So it's a big deal.
Big deal. And they seem to have a sense of pride just to be able to dress up and walk through that gate and know they're the ones going to be on that field now.
That is awesome.
So they definitely have a sense of pride with that.
I'm really glad that Durham decided to keep the park. I don't think they ever were going to tear it down, but I do remember them wondering what they're going to do with it. And I'm glad they spent the money to fix it up and use it. Because actually, North Carolina Central University plays their home games there,
right,
too.
Right, that's their home field.
And I just think that is so cool.
And DSA, that's their home field.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Drama School of the Arts.
Oh,
okay.
That's their home field.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you have 22 coaches. You have 120 players.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing you could probably use a few volunteers.
Always. We don't turn down anything.
So how do you use your volunteers, or how can they help you? Let's put it that way.
They can help with crowd control. Mm-hmm. They can help with concessions. Mm-hmm. They can help with keeping the facility, make sure the facility stays clean.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping the score, even announcements. If they want to do something, we have the...
That's cute.
If they can monitor the game or call the game, if you want to do it, come on out.
Now, when you say crowd control, don't be scared, because it's not like drunken brawls are breaking out and people throwing chairs or anything. We're talking about youth baseball.
Youth.
And you don't even have the problem of the parents cussing out the coaches.
No.
Like what you see on TV.
No.
It's not like that at all.
No.
I mean, and in fact, it seems that all the boys know each other.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that way, because I see guys from different teams sitting together.
Mm-hmm.
So they must all know each other. So how do you figure out who's on what team? I can't imagine you're doing like this neighborhood versus that neighborhood.
No.
So how do you do it?
We do the draft just like they do in professional baseball or football or basketball. Each coach take their turn, and the draft is based on which the team that came in last place is the team that gets the first pick. And we go like that.
That's fair.
That way we'll have, because we don't want neighborhood against neighborhood.
Yeah.
We want kids to be able to play with one another and from all walks of life. Because when they play in school, they're going to be playing with all walks of life. So we try to mix it all up.
Okay, here's the thing. The games, I'm guessing, are on Saturdays?
We play whenever there's an availability at the DAP.
Our
games can run from Monday, like opening day will be Tuesday.
That's right. It
Wednesday
is Tuesday.
And Friday. We'll be at the DAP Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday that week.
Okay. So they actually have to learn how to play under lights?
Oh, they love the lights.
They do?
Oh, yes.
I don't know why I thought it would be more difficult.
Oh, no. It's actually easier to play under the lights.
Oh, you why?
Because the sun, you don't have to worry about the sun. The sun, you looking at sun, you miss, the ball would disappear.
Oh, okay. I mean, but there's the lights.
But see, the lights is fixed, so you kind of, it's just easier.
My
younger kids play at 6:30, so about their last inning, they're under the lights. And then my older kids, they always play under the lights, because theirs is at 8.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. So when is practice then?
The coaches, I leave that up to them. Mm-hmm. They hold practices whenever they want. That's their thing.
Okay. And then the games are set up. Obviously, they're all set up now. You have your schedule.
Yeah, we have a schedule.
Is it on your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you have eight teams.
Eight teams. 4, 13, 15, 4, 16, 18.
Okay. Now, what is this flyer here? What is this about? Says here about a second open slow pitch men's softball tournament. What's that all about?
We're doing a fundraiser where we're inviting teams from all over. Men's slow pitch. It's double elimination. We'll be playing at the Durham Athletic Park, mm-hmm. which is that professional field. Entry fee for the teams are $240.
Oh, can't mention
prices. Oh, my bad. And two balls. Well, call me for information.
Yeah, because actually it's free to attend.
To attend, yes. Yeah, free to the public.
So the players pay to play, so to speak.
The team,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, and for information, they can just give
call
you a call, 919-236-3101. And that's really cool because then the young players get to see the grown folks play.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's softball.
It's softball.
It's not exactly the same game, is it?
It's different rules and a much bigger ball.
Okay, but not as big as the... See, I'm from Chicago, and mm-hmm. for some odd reason, Chicago has, I think it's one of the few places that plays with a 16-inch softball. 16 inches. Now, it's 12-inch, what you're talking about.
Right.
And in Chicago, it's 16. It's,
wow.
It's almost like throwing a basketball up there. I don't know why. It's just the way it is.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. And then when they, this is slow pitch. But
slow pitch. Mm-hmm.
That fast underhand pitch mm-hmm. they do down here, I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
My son plays that.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, folks, we just wanted to let you know about long ball, the long ball program. You're still taking players.
Oh, yes.
Boys, young men, rather, ages 13 to 18. They're still being accepted for the program, totally free to the parents and the kids. The parents do have to get the kids to and from practice.
Right.
And the games. That's all.
Right.
That's all they
that's
ask.
All
so the number to call for more information, you can call Pat James. She's the president. 919-236-3101. And then what is the website?
Longballdurham.com.
Okay. And with that, I just want to thank everyone for listening. If you'd like to see TV Skyrider, all you have to do is to go online right after the show ends. Go online, go to YouTube, type in Durham Skyrider. You can also go to, if you're hip to Google Plus, you can go to Google Plus and do the same thing. Type in Durham Skyrider and you can watch from my home page. If you'd like to be on the show, I'm always looking for creative people, writers, artists, and musicians. And with that, I thank you, and I'll see you next Sunday. Ciao.